Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Karen Goulet is the director of the Mekonon Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. The Mekonon is dedicated solely to Indigenous art, and tomorrow night, Karen invites the public to attend her presentation, Indigenous Innovations in the Arts. And she's here to talk about it now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How do you classify Indigenous art?
Well, Indigenous art is, from my perspective, art forms that are connected to cultural understandings and worldviews that are connected to a place, to a location. And in that being said, so that identity, that artwork that is created in as Indigenous art is informed in varying degrees by these understandings or these connections that people have. So that would be my definition of that. I think it's really hard to find a word that encompasses it all. And sometimes I think, okay, now it's time to move from Native American to Indigenous. Maybe it's First Peoples or First Nations. There's a lot of different terms that are applied to reference people who were the first that were there in a particular place.
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking many people might consider, like you're saying, the Indigenous art more historical, you know, and this art forms that have this deep-rooted sense of place. How does this Indigenous art, how is it considered contemporary?
Well, it's still being made. And as anything that's being made and that is current is contemporary. The fact that it's rooted or tied to or has connections to a longer history is true, I would say, of most art. But I think the idea that part of this narrative that I'm kind of pushing at the boundaries with is this idea that no, contemporary art, Indigenous art is ongoing through a very complex, difficult history, and it's still here. So that is important to take into consideration when we're thinking about what is out there and what is being created.
The title of your presentation tomorrow is Indigenous Innovations in the Arts. What kinds of innovations are you seeing within this realm of Indigenous artwork?
They're constant and perpetual. And that's part of the idea. We're going to do a little time traveling in my lecture tomorrow to think about this idea of always being contemporary, always being traditional. So I feel like what I have seen in all of my, what I've been taught, what I've researched, what has been shared with me is these types of things that are passed along intergenerationally. But also there are things that are develop out of circumstance, and there are introduction of materials to figure out how to incorporate and use those new resources to continue to self-determine and self-define who we are creatively as Indigenous artists.
Off the top of your head, can you think of, you know, historically, the introduction of some new materials that made their way into Indigenous art?
Well, of course, the because it's something that's very identified with many Indigenous cultures of North America in particular would be the beadwork. You know, beads came onto the continent with European trade. And so we've taken something that has come from another place, and, you know, truly we're some of the greatest beaders in the world are from this continent. So they've taken, embraced, and developed techniques and voice and designs that are brilliant and amazing and recognized internationally.
How do you see Indigenous art forms moving through the 21st century?
Alive and energetic and wonderfully innovative, and people are fearless. I mean, I think that we see everything from people continuing to perpetuate understanding of traditional practices to people who are working with computer graphic designs. We now have a superhero that's going to be have their place on the stage. So we have people through anything from painting to weaving to sculpture. New things are going on all the time.
Tomorrow night at the Mykonos is your presentation. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going to unfold?
A little bit. I'm always trying to stay current on what's new and happening while keeping sort of this source or this pathway that of important artists and important times where there's been some really exciting transitions in Indigenous art. But there's so much going on. There's always new people that I'm learning about. So we're going to be looking at that in the context of sort of a progression of things that are done both regionally. I mean, we want to look specifically at the Woodlands artists that have made a name for themselves and for us, but also to look at what's going on around us in a larger world, because that's part of the commitment of this gallery is to celebrate and share the wonderful artistry that's in our region, but also bring in some new ideas and new concepts through artists that are doing other things out there for inspiration and thinking.
The Mykonos has hosted a couple of exhibits in its new space, including the last show, which was a multimodal and even had computer components that kind of allowed the exhibit wanderer to really dive into the earth-sky connections. Mm-hmm. What is going on right now with the current exhibit?
Well, Bitusanun is a fiber and textile mixed media exhibit. We have seven artists who are from various places. We have four of our local area artists, and we have three artists who are featured that are coming from very diverse locations. So there's some wonderful, exciting things. There's traditional weaving. There's some contemporary mixed media work. There are some lovely shawls, blankets, quill work, there's bead work. So we have this sort of intersection of ideas and cultures that I think is a pretty dynamic exhibit and pretty fun to go and see what's out there.
Mm-hmm. It's a real experience to wander through. It's a feast for the senses, for sure. What's coming up later this spring and into the summer?
Well, we're going to be having a couple of exhibits. We're going to have a solo exhibit and a emerging artist exhibit. We're going to be working on an exhibit for sculpture in the fall. We have some photography work that's going to be featured a little bit later on. So we're kind of working in different directions. The idea of this gallery space is we'll work with mediums. Like in particular right now, this exhibit is focusing on art forms. And quite often that will be the exhibit framework is, you know, we might have a sculpture and somebody who does rendering. Maybe we'll have two artists, maybe we'll have two painters. But also there's going to be exhibits about topics, about subjects. Occasionally we'll have juried exhibits around a theme. So it's going to be diverse as to how we approach that because there is so much out there.
Well, you have an exciting job and dynamic job for sure.
Yes, so. Yes.
Your talk tomorrow night on Indigenous Innovations in the Arts will start at 6:30. And for more information about what's going on at the Mykonos and all the galleries at the Watermark, people can just go to watermarkartcenter.org.
Right. They've got the website has some really nice images of things that are being exhibited right now. And again, that's part of our ongoing programming with the Mikanon Galleries, we want to be providing opportunities like this, presentations, workshops, things that will accompany our exhibitions that give people opportunity to learn more about the art or the artists that are being exhibited.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.